We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
How's it going out there, people? It's myself, Mr. B-R-O-T-P-O-D. Thanks for joining me on this quick episode. It's just a quick update on some tech news, gaming, if I can, movies, if I can. But mostly just a lot of tech that I like to share with you guys just to keep updated or just to get some information off of. Again, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Thanks for joining. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. Thanks for sharing with your friends or family. All out supporting me and just helping me keep this thing going. I know a lot of people have been asking questions like when the next Rock Pod is coming out. They don't really say podcast. They always say Rock Pod, R-O-T-P-O-D. I guess it's a thing going around, and it's pretty good. I like it. Again, thanks again for sharing. Thanks again for just all out listening, and it's a big support. So if people weren't listening or if those downloads weren't going down, and I probably wouldn't be doing this, but look at the website and downloads are going, streams are going. So thanks again for listening. So right off the bat, here we go. First story, Verizon is getting rid of phone contracts. No more contracts from Verizon. Yay. Data plans. They're going to be offering new data plans on August 13th. So no more contracts. So here we go. You get a $30 a month for 1 gig of shareable data. Next one, $45 a month for 3 gigs of data. Next one, $60 a month for 6 gigs of data. And the last is $80 a month for 12 gigs of shareable data. So the shareable data, you bring a smartphone to Verizon and you basically choose one of these plans. So if you want to add on a smartphone, it's $20 a month. If you want to add on a tablet or hotspot, that's an extra $10 a month. If you want to add on a smartwatch to the data, shareable data, it's $5 a month. So again, you just pick one of these plans, and if you want to add on one of these other gadgets to your shareable data, it's just a little bit extra to add these to your plan. So pretty good plans coming from Verizon. It all started with these prepaid companies. After that, Sprint, T-Mobile followed, offering new plans, offering new data plans, and just getting lower, getting cheaper, getting better and better. So all these other people that are innovating, it's pretty good for us, the customers. We just get better, lower, cheaper, just all out better service, better technology. So I know it's not perfect right now, but everything's getting better slowly. We just gotta choose what's best for us. But overall, innovation, Verizon, getting off the phone contracts and offering these data plans at pretty low, pretty cheap. So head on over there if you want. Again, August 13th on Thursday. So check it out. Next story. Tons of people are buying Fitbits, but are they actually using them? They've been selling like crazy, Fitbits. It's actually Fitbit, the watch, not any other smartwatch gadget. It's the name Fitbit. It's the gadget Fitbit. So a lot of people have been buying these, seeing if they could use them, but after all this time, hardly anybody used it. And the way they find out is, you know how you sync your info to the website, to the cloud? So I guess after people have been buying it, they try it for a little bit, and after a while they stop. So that's how they're measuring if people are using them or not. So, but you never know, people might be using them and not be uploading their stuff to the cloud. So I guess it could go either way. But from the company Fitbit, they're just saying that people they made some money off of selling them, but it just doesn't seem that people are using them, using the cloud, using the information from these smartwatches, these Fit watches. If you have a Fitbit, are you still using it? If not, what are you gonna do with it? Sell it? Next story, good news for you people out there that have 4K televisions. 4K Blu-ray discs are coming your way at the end of this year. It's Ultra HD Blu-ray discs. If you want the acronym, UHDBD. Say that 10 times fast. UHBDD. UHBDBD. Ultra High Definition Blu-ray Disc. So at the end of this year, close to the end of this year, they'll be coming out with these Blu-ray discs. So if you have a 4K TV, you have a use for them right now. So if you can, save up on your cash and buy these Blu-rays. It doesn't show how much they're gonna cost, but I guarantee you they're probably going to cost more than a regular Blu-ray disc. So I think if it's a first week release, you know how they usually have sales, $15, $20, $22 for a Blu-ray disc. So I guess I'm thinking, since it doesn't say, these ones will probably be maybe, I'd say like 30 minimum to get it on sale when it first comes out. Again, that's the only reason why it's so much is just because of 4K quality. And if you don't have a 4K TV, there's no use buying these. Unless if you're going to get one, then it's just probably good to stock up on these. Again, I guess the only bad thing about this is maybe the price. So again, I'd say around $30 for each disc. But we're just going to have to see about that. So if you like 4K, save up on cash. And when it comes out, start buying those Blu-ray discs. Start your collection again. Cool. NVIDIA, if you know who NVIDIA is, the company, they reported a $1.15 billion in earnings. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because NVIDIA makes graphics cards for just about all electronics, all platforms. They even make them. I don't know which exact consoles they do, but they do Xbox and PlayStation. I just don't remember which ones they were. So, but NVIDIA, they do a lot of graphics cards, and mostly, where they made their money was from PC high-end graphics cards. And when I say high-end, it just means some of those graphics cards that cost maybe like $200-$300 for these cards that produce high-quality visuals on the computer. And again, the only reason why you would see these high-quality visuals is if you had a monitor, like a 4K monitor that would produce these stunning visuals. So NVIDIA is doing good things, making money off of these. That's pretty good for them. If you're a PC gamer, it's good. Lately, I've been getting into PC gaming, and I'm already trying to save up to make my own high-end PC gaming. So you got to buy the components separate, put it all together. Bam! It's good. It's a good console right there. So PC gaming, it's pretty addicting. Just because you want the next best thing. And there's a lot of good things about PC gaming. You know what your equipment can do, what your components can do. And one of the very best things about PC gaming is the games. The games are cheaper than console gaming. You know how you would buy, for instance, I bought Mortal Kombat X for $10, $10. And if you were to buy on a console, Xbox or PlayStation, it comes out to like $55-$60. So there's a big difference with that. So even though you're going to buy a little bit overpriced for maybe if you could buy a $500 gaming PC, but after a few months of buying games, you're going to make that money back. And after that, you'll start saving. If you have any questions or you're into PC gaming, message me and let's get a chit chat going on that, and we'll share components and see what you got under that hood. Next story, it's not really tech related, but tech business. Netflix, they are announcing its new unlimited maternity and paternity leave program. Yay! So if you're not working for Netflix, if you are working for Netflix, it's a pretty good program. Unlimited leave, they say. Not much information, just Netflix doing good things for its people. Pretty good. Today, doing the podcast outside. Just a nice good day. Nice cool breeze under the tree in the shade. So you might hear a little outside noises. So don't mind it. If you want to listen closer, you can hear the birds. You can hear the traffic. I'm outside enjoying this lunch break. Doing this podcast, sharing some updates real quick. So next story, Facebook. Facebook is, they made a drone. And this drone will be able to stay in the sky for 3 months using its solar panels to power itself. And the reason why it's going to be in the sky for 3 months is because it's going to do what Google's doing with its balloons. It's going to be providing internet to those people that don't have internet, that don't have access to internet. So this drone, it's going to be the size of a Boeing 737, and the wingspan is pretty big, pretty large. So with this, they'll be able to, and all across on the top of this drone, it's covered with solar panels, and they'll be able to stay in the sky for 3 months, and it'll be providing internet access to a lot of people down below. So it's there's not only one, but there's a few that they have built. They'll be in the sky, and I guess when they start testing it, we'll all start hearing about it, and I'll give you guys an update on that again. So Facebook, again, following in the footsteps of Google about providing internet access to people that don't get access to it, doing pretty good things. And again, see, I think it's about that time. My two cents, my little rant about this. It's going to be about innovation. A lot of people, they say, oh, this company copied this company. Look at this company. They copied. They're cheating. They broke the patent law. All that. I don't think that makes a lot of sense right now. Just because if somebody else comes out with a product or is doing something good for people, and another company comes out and they make it better, they make it smarter, they make it faster, just all outright, just doing it better and better. It's innovation. It's providing better for the people out there. I don't think people should just be out there saying that they're copying, they're cheating, they're breaking the patent law and whatnot. So it's just all about innovation, and I think that's pretty good. So Samsung, Apple, Facebook, Google, HTC, Android, all those type of different brands, keep innovating, keep making things better, keep making things faster, keep making things smarter. It'll provide better service to the people out there. And one example I can get is if you work in the health industry, if a company makes something for the people that helps them live a little better, and another company out there comes out and says, I can do that, but I can do it better, I could do it smarter, I could do it smaller, with less pain and all that, go for it all out. It's better for the person. So who wouldn't want that? So that's one example I can give. So that's just my little two cents, my little rant about that. I don't think people should be complaining about you copied me, so you shouldn't be able to make it. You shouldn't be able to make it better. You shouldn't be able to make it smaller. So off of that, continue with the next story. Nike is developing an ice hat to keep your head cool, and they're trying to get this off the ground before the Olympics in 2016. So what this is a little helmet, little beanie-like product you put on your head, and it cools you down. They got it down. They've actually built it. They've made it. But the one thing that they're trying to perfect is how it works is you put it in a freezer, you put it in a cold place, you take it out and it's cold, and you put it on your head and it basically cools you down like that. But the one thing that they're trying to perfect is after you bring the product out of a cold storage, out of a freezer, whatnot, when you put it on your head, they don't want all that coldness, that freezing temperature to freeze your head quickly. They want that coldness to release slowly, so it provides long-lasting coolness to your head. They don't want it all to freeze your head just right off the touch. So that's the one thing that they're trying to sort out, trying to perfect. And again, see, innovation about this, it's pretty cool. So they already made it. It's just they're trying to, I guess, find a workaround for that to have the coldness to release slowly. Pretty good, Nike. Here's a cool product. GoFish Cam is an action camera for your fishing pole. You actually put this after you attach this after your weights on a fishing line. So not between the weight and the hook, but you have the hook, the weight, and then this GoFish Cam. So you throw it in, you can see what's in the water. It's not Wi-Fi or anything. It just records, and after you bring it out, that's when you hook it up to a camera or to a PC, and you see what the action cam took footage of. But I bet after somebody sees this, they're gonna try and innovate on this, and it would be cool to see one of these be a Wi-Fi and be like a live view of what's going on in the water. That would be pretty cool to see. But for this one, GoFish Cam, you put it on your line, throw it in the water, and you record what's happening. So this right now, it's on Kickstarter. And you could pledge $115 and you're going to get a single GoFish Cam. So if you do go on Kickstarter and give them $115, you'll be able to get it by February, it says. So this comes with a 32 gig micro SD card and actually has a microphone, infrared lights, and a 170 degree wide angle lens, which is pretty good. It's almost, all I can say is 170 degrees of the lens being able to see that much. It's pretty good. Also, buoyancy, I guess if it's attached to the weight, you'll be able to float just a little bit. The only thing about this, maybe like You just got to make sure your line is secure and there's no weeds in the water. Or because if you throw it in and your line gets caught on the weeds and you try and pull, you're going to break the line and you're going to lose this. And that's not going to be, I guess, if you really want to try this Go Fish Cam, you just got to make sure that there's no weeds, nothing in the water to hook onto to the line and break the line. I guess it would be good if you're on a boat in the middle of the lake. So, but if you want, Kickstarter, $115, Go Fish Cam. And here's a cool story that I found a lot of interest in. Old school boombox versus today's wireless speakers. Wireless speakers meaning Bluetooth. So this new technology, Bluetooth, I should say. It's not really new technology, but I was just going off of old school boombox versus the new technology, Bluetooth. And with these $400 or $500 Bluetooth speakers, wireless speakers that they say provides real good quality sound to a wireless setup in your home theater or your music box. They did some tests on this 24-year-old JVC boombox. It's one of those with two cassette tapes, no CD player. It just does have an equalizer on it. Or actually, it does have a CD player on the top. So they did test on this same music so the JVC boombox played the CDs, and the other boombox, the wireless boombox, was played over Bluetooth. And not really a surprise, but the boombox came out on top over these high-end wireless Bluetooth speakers. So not really a surprise. It's just a CD player connected to a real good system with good speakers that's gonna sound the best. If you guys have any doubts on that, or you guys want to do your own testing, it would be pretty cool to see which comes out on top in your ear. But this one came out of CNET, old school boombox versus today's wireless speakers, and the boombox came out on top. Pretty cool. And at the end of the summer, GoPro mobile app is going to be getting an update. You'll soon be able to edit your videos and photos on the app instead of having to hook up to a PC laptop and edit in your video from there. So the only good thing about this is if you shoot short videos and you want to put it together and save it to the cloud, save it to share it on your social media, this will be pretty good. But if you're having if you have a long video footage and it's long and it's just a lot of memory, I think it would be better to use a PC or a laptop. So it'll probably say something like that on the mobile app. You know, like, it's a good idea if you shoot a lot of video, it'd be better to go to a PC or a laptop. If you're wanting to show not real quick videos but short videos, and you want to share it to the social media real quick, I think this app would do pretty good in editing those type of videos, editing those type of pictures. So coming at the end of the summer, GoPro mobile app is getting an update so you could edit your videos and your photos. So, yep. And I'll do one story on fitness, research, people. Pretty much everybody that likes to do fitness pretty much agree that doing burpees burns a lot of calories. It's the same amount as doing a 30-second all-out sprint. So if you like doing burpees, or you don't like doing burpees but you want to burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time, burpees, pretty good. Do it. And talk about high-tech technology, futuristic. Back in 1995, a 1-megapixel Pro digital camera costed $20,000, 20 G's for a 1.3 megapixel camera. And this digital camera from Nikon was actually held 131 megabits of storage. And if you shoot 1.3 megapixels, that would come out to about 70 photos. So off of this big camera, you would be able to take 70 photos of digital photos. So this was back in between 94 and 97, 1994 and 1997, this Nikon camera was produced and sold. This high-tech piece of technology was actually $20,000. Bam! And speaking of video, Hulu, they may soon charge extra for no advertisements on Hulu. So I think right now you pay like $7.99. It's soon going to come out to maybe they're still haven't decided, but they could say that if it does come out with this feature, $12 to $14 a month, and there'll be no advertisements, and it'll be, they want to be more like Netflix, how Netflix operates. So Hulu, I guess it's going to be off of the premium subscription tier. So I guess if you're paying for it right now, you might have a little bit extra to pay a month if you don't want the ads. And there might be other features that this could be offering. But for now, you know, one good thing is no ads on Hulu. Yay! Sprint. You know how Sprint is one of those companies that try to be fast, try to provide a good quality cell service. Well, they changed out their CEO, the guy in charge, and the new guy that's in charge is promising that they will start upgrading to the new LTE program, which will provide faster, better service to the people, to Sprint customers. So if you're still on Sprint and you kind of don't like them a lot, you can wait if you want, but this new CEO guy, the head guy in charge, he is promising that they will start rebuilding their cell service sites to provide better LTE service to the customers, which is pretty good. And like I said, you could wait or you could just go somewhere else and come back when Sprint has done better with their service. But that is good news. Again, Sprint making it better, faster, cheaper, cooler. I could say cooler, better LTE performance.